to be on Phelps' wide left. A.J. Coons out to the right for the 14-yard line, Coyotes territory, third down and eight. Snap to Bauman. Badgers bring in four. Bauman throws over the middle. Broken up by Austin Brown. Incomplete. Galbraith, the intended receiver, near the 30-yard line. Good defensive work by the junior safety, Austin Brown, out of Johnston City, Illinois.
Yeah, a great job because he reads the route. He does a little in-break, and he doesn't just sit behind him. He gets there, doesn't get there early, doesn't do the little hip hug, is able to keep his arms out almost like a basketball defender to knock that pass away and force this punt.
Tyler Ebel, young man from DeForest, Wisconsin, on the punt again, and he is standing at the goal line. Vinny Anthony deep at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Snap back to Ebel. Badgers get some heat. The kick is away. Drifting to his left as Vinny Anthony signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 37-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 49-yard punt, so a good effort out of the sophomore Tyler Ebel. 6:11 left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin leading South Dakota.
Oh, I haven't punted again.
First down.
Okay. Is this the Packer game? We got the flags everywhere, guys slipping around. Normally you say, take the 5 yards. That's a heck of a boot in that case.
It was a good punt.
They felt like, obviously, Wisconsin put a little pressure on him. Take the 5. I guess we'll be fine taking it at the 42, but it's always an interesting decision for a coach to make.
Chez Malusi back in there, running back. Badgers go right to left as we see it first quarter. Tucker Ashcraft lined up slot right, motions into the backfield. On first and 10, Van Dyke hands it to Malusi off the left edge across the 45-yard line. Gary Bryant, the linebacker, takes it to the turf at the 46 and a gain of 4. With 6 minutes left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Oh, I loved what Nowakowski off the edge just took his guy and washed him down in a very physical way, and then I think Huber pulled out. That was really well executed. Probably should have had more than 4 yards on that pickup.
Tretch Kekahuna in the game. Lines up slot on the right side. C.J. Williams. Out wide to the left. The Missouri Valley Conference. And is the alma mater of Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. There is your notes. So
really good note.
Yeah, that didn't make the South Dakota notes, by the way.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
What else was good? Great combination blocks there. Malman, Huber, really getting great push. And again, Nowakowski, very physical on his first couple downs.
Third down and 2 for the Badgers at midfield. Malusi, the running back, Van Dyke. Will pull it, running right, pop fly, right side, wide open, C.J. Williams, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Tyler Van Dyke, beautifully executed. Badgers get another big play, and they're in for the second time in the opening quarter.
Oh, what a great play design. You have third and short. You have Van Dyke pulls it because the defensive end crashes down on the RPO, and you think Van Dyke's got an easy run pickup. Well, the corner comes off of Williams, and that is as easy of a pitch and catch as you're going to see, all because of the design of the play and the execution by Van Dyke. Beautiful, and another explosive play for the Wisconsin Badgers.
To the tune of 50 yards as Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. So the Badgers getting those big plays that were missing last week. First touchdown reception as a Badger for C.J. Williams. We will step aside with 4:48 left in the opening quarter. Wisconsin 14, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local civic media radio station.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Tyler Van Dyke, 50-yard TD pass to C.J. Williams, 14-0 Wisconsin, with 4:48 left in the opening quarter as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Riley Nowakowski, Wisconsin's starting tight end, is in the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent right now, getting evaluated. They brought him in there, kind of looked at his leg a little, came out, looked like he was going to be all right, jogged a little bit behind the Wisconsin bench, back and forth. Then they went back into the tent to examine. So we'll keep an eye on that and get an update on him. One more thing from the offense. Tyler Van Dyke, this veteran quarterback, we're still learning about him, but one thing that I've observed through two games now is he does not get rattled. He is just cool, and I mean that both from an adversity hits, but also an excitement. That was the biggest play of the season so far. He made a great play, cool as can be, coming back to the sideline, no expression on his face. Well, we learned a lot about him this season, but I'm impressed with that demeanor so far.
Yeah, I think the coaches, Patrick and Mark, were really impressed with the experience. He's had very good moments. He's had very tough moments. He's had a lot of football in his career, and that gave him an edge in this battle for the job.
Yeah, and it's great to stay even-keeled, and especially when times are tough. But it is great to let some of that emotion rip. Guys really will play off of that, too.
Evan Lahm kicking off as Jones Logan again will let it sail over his head and hits into and out of the end zone for another touchback. And Evan Lahm doing some pretty good work with the kick team here in the first game plus change here in 2024. Yotes starting at their 25-yard line.
And now we'll kind of get a good look at it. You still, if you're South Dakota, you have to look at this, and we have to do what we do. You don't want to start changing gears, but that's why it's so important to get off to the start, because, you know, we didn't really get a chance. I know I was really excited last week to see this new, you know, edge rush. Let's see where we're at. These guys are going to get some opportunities today to make some plays.
Darrell Peterson, Aaron Witts. And the edge is now Dylan Johnson, Kurt Neal. Two down on the defensive line on first and 10. Bauman hands off Charles Pierre off the left side, 25 to the 30-yard line. 35, and making the shoestring tackle is Hunter Wohler across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Pierre breaks free for 16 yards and a first down for South Dakota.
Yeah, just way too much push there. Aaron Witt kind of got washed down a little bit inside, and very fortunate that Hunter Wohler was able to trip him up. It hit his thigh there and was able to stop him, but a big chunk play after Wisconsin pulls ahead by two touchdowns.
Neal comes out. Elijah Hills and Ben Barton are in. Dylan Johnson playing the nose, so they'll go three down now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Jack Martin's wide right, motions to the formation. Bauman under center, takes a snap, gives to Tice, and he gets crunched right at the 40-yard line. Aaron Witt. Getting in there for the Badgers, that's a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 for South Dakota.
Yeah, it looked like Allegro got in there too. That was just the case there where you shot the gap. Allegro shoots that gap and is able to get him before he's able to get moving, because they basically ran the same play that they just got 16 on. Allegro reads it, gets down there, gets downhill.
They'll get that elusive tackle for loss. Slot left, slot right, second down, 11. Coyotes to their own 40-yard line. Shotgun snap. Bowden. Badgers bring in four. And the throw right side to Travis Tice. And he gets wrapped up right away by the linebacker Darrell Peterson at the 45-yard line. Coyotes territory. Gain of five. It's now third down and six.
Yeah, and that's something we saw last week from Western Michigan. Did a lot of the, you know, back out of the backfield and really putting pressure on how you want to cover that. So teams and coaches are smart. They see what weaknesses and things happen. They're going to make sure you shore some of that stuff up. Nicely done there by Peterson.
Xavier Lucas in the secondary playing corner for Wisconsin. Carter Bell motions right to left. Three receivers outside of the formation. Bauman to throw. Left side pass. It's caught by Bell across midfield into Wisconsin territory. And that'll be a first down. He gets smacked by Hunter Wohler at the 48-yard line of Wisconsin. First down with a yard to spare. So good work converting for South Dakota with 2:35 left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Cheney was coming on a blitz. And give South Dakota credit. They had their back, chopped him down, gave a nice wide-open throw to throw into that window on a slant.
Carter Bell, slot left, motions right, Tice to the right of the quarterback. On the Wisconsin 48-yard line, first and 10, play fake, Bauman looking, pressured by Peterson, and down goes the quarterback. Slipped and fell, yet Peterson, yet Ben Barton. Closing quickly on Aiden Bauman, and he goes to the turf of the 45 of South Dakota. Loss of 7, 2nd and 17.
Yeah, great awareness there. Bowman tries to kind of get Wisconsin to look to the right side of the field. They're setting up a screen back to the left. He does a pump fake to the right, and Wisconsin stays home, gets out there, and forces Bowman just to kind of lay down, take the 7-yard loss and move on.
Four receivers, two either side. Now Carter Bell, who was wide left, jogs in motion to the right. And second down and 17, snap back to Bauman. Quick pass right side, high pass, trying to pull it down was Bell. Incomplete. Hunter Wohler racing over in coverage. And it's now third down and 17 for South Dakota from its own 45-yard line. And a Coyote lineman, offensive lineman, is down and needs some attention. Looks like Jordan Larson, their left guard. The clock stops with a minute 31 left in the first quarter. 14-0, Wisconsin leading South Dakota.
I think old boy was lucky he didn't one-arm catch that, because Hunter Wohler had him lined up. That was a rib shot coming if he was able to haul that in. I think that might have been better off for him that thing fell to the ground.
The athletic trainers helping Jordan Larson, a sophomore, redshirt sophomore, South Dakota native. Favoring that right leg as he heads to the Coyotes sideline.
Looks like some good news on the Packers front from what we've seen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jordan Love. Everybody was really nervous, and deservedly so. Everybody was freaking out. MCL injury will not be season-ending. A little breaking news if you want that, Matt.
A lot of Twitter doctors out there in the last 12 hours or so. It's good to get something that is, like, official. Two receivers left, two receivers right, 3rd and 17. South Dakota, its own 45-yard line. Bowden the throw, short pass over the middle, caught by Tice. Cutting left across midfield, trying to twist through some traffic, and he'll buy himself another couple of yards, but gets covered up at the 46 of Wisconsin, making 4th down and 8, and South Dakota sends on the punt team again.
Exactly what you want to do on a 3rd and 17. You get back into coverage, don't let guys get behind the sticks, and then rally and tackle to the football. You don't want to get a ticky-tack hold or something that gives them an automatic first down. Really well designed by Wisconsin, and getting off the field here before the end of the quarter.
Tyler Ebel again on the punt. Vinny Anthony deep standing at the 9-yard line of Wisconsin. Final minute of the first quarter. Ebel with the kick in the air. Anthony signaling for the fair catch. Lets it hit inside the 5, and they have it covered to perfection. South Dakota kills it at the 5-yard line, and that's where the Badgers start with 43 seconds left in the opening quarter. 14-0, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we always love the story of the Wisconsin kid coming back, and you know what? A lot of times you don't want to hear a lot if it's an opposing team. I'm all right with this young fellow DeForest punting it all day today. I think that'll be great for the Norskies if we're saying the young man's name a bunch this afternoon.
Yeah. He is pretty good, but yeah.
That was a nice punt.
We can talk about their punter punting a lot. That's good. So Nowakowski back in there for Wisconsin, by the way. He lines up wing on the right side. Chez Malusi, the running back, lines up behind Van Dyke, and Tyler will give it to Chez. Off the right side, bangs across the right edge and up to about the 9-yard line. Gain of 4 for Chez Malusi on what could be the final play of the first quarter, under a half minute now remaining.
It's just physical. That's way on the other side of the field that you just felt that. Malusi was not, it wasn't blocked up great, but it was enough to get 3 or 4 yards, and you felt Malusi lower his pads and pick up another 1 or 2.
Got about a 3-second difference, play clock to game clock. Game clock is at 8. Two receivers left, one on the right for the Wisconsin 9-yard line. Second down, back to throw. Van Dyke looking, throws left side, and it is caught by Vinny Anthony across the 15-yard line. Gets tossed down by Gary Bryant. And that will be the end of the first quarter, and it's a first down connection on a gain of 9 yards. So a good first 15 minutes for Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. And Wisconsin football also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. After one quarter in Madison, Wisconsin 14, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, the beginning of the second quarter, moments away. Badgers lead over the Coyotes of South Dakota 14-0. Big Ten right now. Iowa, number 21 in the country, leads Iowa State 7-0. Final 3 seconds of the first quarter going on there. Maryland doubling up on Michigan State in a Big Ten game. Final 45 seconds of the first quarter, 14-7 Maryland. Washington trails Eastern Michigan on the first minute or so of the second quarter, 3-0 out on the West Coast. Earlier today, Texas, number 3 in the country, beats Michigan 31-12 in Ann Arbor. It was Penn State outlasting Bowling Green 34-27 in Happy Valley. Minnesota beat Rhode Island 48-0 last night. Duke beat Northwestern in double overtime, and Indiana routed Western Illinois. Matt?
Yeah, putting 77 on the board in that game. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 14-0 Wisconsin leads South Dakota. Badgers get a fresh set of downs at their 18-yard line when the second period begins.
Yeah, I just don't think you could ask for a better way for a first quarter to go. You got explosive plays on both sides, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, and then you're averaging 9.7 yards per play. The fellas up front are controlling this football game. The pass protection and the run blocking. So far, you cannot ask for a better way for this football team to get started.
Badgers playing without Tawee Walker here. It's been a Ches Malusi, Cade Iacomelli. We've seen Jackson Aker line up in the backfield. Walker is dressed out, but he does not everything but the helmet. You don't have the helmet around you. That's usually a pretty good indicator what's happening. On the first down, handoff to Malusi, and getting penetration into the backfield is the defensive lineman, Nick Gaze. senior out of Iowa. And he spills Chez for a loss of about 5 to the 13-yard line, second and 15.
Yeah, it looked like an RPO. It looked like a mesh point, and I don't know if Van Dyke should have pulled that, but way too much penetration. Again, it was just, that's why you don't rave about offensive linemen early in games, is then typically something bad will happen.
You jinxed him.
Yep,
three receivers left. Bryson Green out to the right for the Badger 13-yard line. Van Dyke to throw. A little pressure coming. Tyler's going to pull it down and run and gets up to the 15, and that's it. Mikeese Grace getting over there, and it's a third down and 13 for the Badgers.
Yeah, again, it looked like a design draw play where you spread things out, try to get South Dakota a little spread out and let your offensive line work on that down, three down look, and just a little too much leakage up front.
Three receivers left, one on the right, third and 13 for the Badgers, their own 15-yard line. A little more than a minute gone by, second quarter, 14 to nothing Wisconsin. Jackson Aker is in there at running back. Van Dyke gets the snap. Blitz coming from the safety spot. The throw over the middle. That is caught across the 20-yard line. Angling right, Will Pauling fights his way to the 25 and is dropped there about 3 yards short of the stick. And it's fourth down here for Wisconsin.
A great read by Van Dyke. They mugged their linebacker up. The offensive line is trying to figure out, all right, here's where we're going protection-wise. He bails out. They bring the safety on a blitz. And Van Dyke reads it perfectly, and unfortunately, just one, miss, if we make one more guy miss, he'll pick it up really well, well executed by Van Dyke.
Atticus Bertrams with the punt in the air. Carter Bell waits for it. He'll catch the 22-yard line, running right 25 to the 30-yard line, and gets to the boundary near the 35 of the far side. They'll mark at the, they're right at the 35, actually. First and 10, South Dakota. 53 yards on the punt, 12 on the return. A minute 58 into the second quarter. It is 14 to nothing, Wisconsin leading South Dakota.
Yeah, and that's why you can't get in third and 13s and things like that, because you can get schemed up, and South Dakota schemed that really well. Their linebacker that mugged up actually missed the tackle on Pauling. He was replacing that safety blitzer, and unfortunately, again, Will just slipped a little bit, or I think he probably picks up that first down.
Brandon Lane now in there in the defensive line for Wisconsin. Redshirt junior out of Kansas City, transfer from Stephen F. Austin. He's on that D line with Elijah Hills on first and 10. Handoff Tice working the right side across the 35-yard line. And he'll wrestle his way to about the 38. Xavier Lucas was first over there and then got some help at the 38-yard line. Gain of 3, second down.
Yeah, I think one of the things last week, Jake Chaney's a really good football player. And I think he got a little discombobulated last week. It wasn't, I think we're all expecting a monster year from him there. He did a nice job of filling in there. That's something, I think, just getting a little more comfortable. We're going to need to see more from Jake.
Two receivers left, one on the right for the 38-yard line, second and 7. Bowden to throw, flips it right, caught by Galbert. At the 40 up the sideline, 45-50, 45 to the 40-yard line. And he is driven out of bounds by Preston Zachman at the 38 in Wisconsin territory. Well-executed play for the Coyotes, now into Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, really well-executed screenplay. That right guard was downfield 5 yards early, but that doesn't get called. Okay. It just to the boundary, and they seal Thomas, and the rest of the way, it's wide open spaces for South Dakota.
About 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 14 to nothing Wisconsin, but South Dakota on the move. Three receivers left, two on the right. For the Badgers, 38-yard line, first to 10, empty backfield, back to throw, Bowden pressure up the middle, pass deflected, incomplete. Jake Chaney pouring in there on the quarterback. Bowman got it out of his hands. It's incomplete. And it's second down and 10 for the Wisconsin 38-yard line.
That was really nicely done. Chaney was not blitzing. I think he was looking ahead, reading his back, and decided just to shoot. Went in there and gave a really good pop on Bowman.
Second down and 10 for the Coyotes. Kristen Michaud out wide to the left. Slot receiver that way as well. Jack Martin's out to the right. Charles Pierre is in there at running back. Bowman gets the snap. The left-hander looking, scans, throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Michaud on the catch. And that is right at the stick, right at the 28-yard line of Wisconsin. And that will be a first down for South Dakota.
Way too much time in the pocket there, and that allowed to kind of sit into that zone. Rico does a pretty good job there, fighting and then trying to hand fight with the football, but a big body, almost a little rebound position to kind of position to make that catch, and then turn up and pick up the first down. Got to get a little more pressure.
The corners for Wisconsin are Ricardo Holman, and Xavier Lucas remains in there. For the 28 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Bauman out of the pistol, little end around, and now Bell looks like he wants to throw. He'll pull it down and run inside the 30, weaves to the 26-yard line in Wisconsin territory on a gain of two. Carter Bell is out of Bettendorf, Iowa. He's a senior, but in high school, he was an all-state quarterback. It's one of those little nuggets you keep in mind, especially in a game like this, if you want to try something
trick
a little tricky.
Trick him. Xavier Lucas did a great job of staying back because that's a you can hustle to the football. They tried to leak out, and they were picking on Lucas. He stayed home. No go.
Second down and eight. On the 26-yard line, hand off to Tice, trying to probe the left side inside the 25. And they'll pile on him at about the 22 or 23-yard line. Kurt Neal getting involved for Wisconsin. They'll place at the 23, and it's now third down and five. For South Dakota, with 10-10 left in the half, 14-0 Wisconsin. Third down play here for the Yotes. They are one of four converting on third down so far. Two receivers right, two receivers left. And now Travis Tice, the running back, will motion out wide to the right. Three receivers outside of the formation, empty backfield.
Oh, yeah.
And movement up front, penalty markers fly.
False start. Offense. Number 71. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
Joe Cotton, the left tackle. The voice you heard was that of referee Dave Siegel. It's now third and long for the Yotes.
Yeah, third and five. And, you know, as an offensive tackle, especially on the road, when you're playing against some guys with a little speed, you're always a little bit itchy to get out of your stance and to get moving. And, you know, just a little bit of a rock there, and that puts them from a manageable third and five to a much more difficult third and 10. I think you're going to see a little heat coming here.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Badgers crowding the box. Roller in tight. You got Zachman in tight. And again, with the play clock winding down, they get a timeout first. Bob Nielsen avoiding that second penalty, so he'll burn a timeout. First charge timeout of the half for South Dakota with 9:23. Left in quarter number two, and we will take a break here in Madison. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Claas tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit claas.com. 9:23 left in the half. Wisconsin 14, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Claas, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Claas, we know you are made for more. Visit your Claas dealer or claas.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just Ask Touchdown takes great teamwork. A successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 9:23 left in the half, 14-0. Wisconsin, South Dakota on the move, but facing a third down and 10 at the Wisconsin 28-yard line.
And I mentioned bringing pressure. You're in that field goal zone here, right, where you're either going to try to knock them out or you want to be aggressive. And a lot, Hunter Waller was mugged up, Jake Chaney was mugged up, and one of the things when you're playing a big stadium like Camp Randall, a lot of noise, tough to communicate.
Those two guys creeping up into the box again. Three receivers, right, one on the left. Here's a handoff to Tice. Jumps over traffic inside the 25, inside the 20. Gets the first down inside the 15 and down to the 11-yard line. They run it on third and 10, and Travis Tice hits Wisconsin for 17 yards and a first down.
And that's the problem. You mug those guys up, and it was going to be a bluff. They were not coming, so they run out to get into coverage. Well, South Dakota sees that. They said, well, you know what, we'll just run three down line. You get physical, and it's a lot easier to get a guy on skates when he's running out in coverage. That's what happened.
Aiden Bauman will work under his center, Joey Lombard, on first and 10. Single back offense. Travis Tice, the running back, and he'll get the handoff, trying to hit the right side, and right there is Elijah Hills having none of it. Takes down the running back for a loss of one of the 12. We're at second down and 11.
Yeah, just a great job. Just beat the right tackle inside. Does a good job and no help. And he just came in the backfield. It's one thing to beat your guy. Then you have to still have that athleticism to get the running back on the ground. Really, really nice job.
Bills at Albany last year helped his team to the FES semifinals. From the 12-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and 11 for the Coyotes. Bell wide right, motions left, little play fake. Bauman throws right side, back shoulder, incomplete at the goal line. Intended for J.J. Galbraith. Coverage from Hunter Waller. And it's third and 11, South Dakota at the Wisconsin 12-yard line.
Yeah, that is really difficult. It's just straight one-on-one, and you're in that red zone. You can go back pylon. You can flatten it out. They went back shoulder, the hardest play to cover, and Hunter Waller did it without getting there early. Really, really nice job by Hunter.
Three receivers to the left. Tice, the running back, to the right of Bauman. Now Carter Bell, one of those three receivers, jogs in motion to the right. Third and 11, South Dakota, ball at the Wisconsin 12-yard line. Shotgun snap, Bauman, back to throw, four-man rush. Bauman checks it down. It's caught by Tice, working against Hallman. And Ricardo holds his ground and gets Tice to the ground. Make that Jaheim Thomas, I should say, over there for Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 8-yard line. Fourth down, and on comes the field goal team for South Dakota.
Yeah, ball came out of his hands pretty quick. Just a quick little option route, and they thought, well, if he could shake, Tice could shake Thomas. Jaheim Thomas said no. He kept his feet down and was able to bring him down, enforcing the field goal.
Will Laneland, who missed a couple of field goals last week, he was perfect last year, 13 for 13. This is a 25-yard try for the right hash mark. The lines are down. Here's the snap placement made, and the kick is in the air, and South Dakota is on the board. Will Laneland. Transfer from Temple gets South Dakota its first points of the day. As the Badgers at least prevent the touchdown as the Yotes get the field goal. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 7:14 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, South Dakota 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. Well, a 25-yard field goal that capped an 11-play, 57-yard possession. Took 5 minutes, 48 seconds, and getting the Yotes on the board. We have 7:14 left in the half. Wisconsin 14, South Dakota 3.
Yeah, it's you gave up a little bit more, obviously, the 3rd and 10. The run play that they picked up, you know, 12 or 13 yards, but you're not going to just stop everybody every time. And when you get in that red zone, figuring out ways to get off the field and force field goals, that is a big part of playing defense now, both in the NFL and in college. And give Wisconsin credit. They gave up more than I think you'd wish for that drive, but when they got into that red zone, they found a way to make enough plays to get to force that field goal, and now we're sitting here at 14-3.
Well, we are seeing, and Luke Fickell's talked about it, you know, with us this week, Mark, wanting to get some of these guys some more reps. We have seen the defensive linemen rotating more. We've seen Xavier Lucas getting, you know, significant work. We saw him last week at that highlight interception toward the end of the game against Western Michigan, but he's getting some turns early. As Luke said, you know, when you play these freshmen, you know, at this early stage of the season, it's clear that your intentions that they're going to go wire to wire. You've got that four-game regular season window where they can preserve a redshirt. Kick of the air from Zeke Mata. Kekahuna will catch the 7, cutting right across the 10, 15, stretch across the 20, and gets tripped up at the 25-yard line. He very nearly popped it.
Yeah, just a shoestring little whip to get him down. He was full speed ahead and nobody in front of him if he was able to avoid that shoestring tackle. Good job there by number 13 of finding a way to get him down.
Matt Walsh getting there on kick coverage for South Dakota. It's Tyler Van Dyke and company back under the field. Cade Iacomelli is the running back. C.J. Williams, Will Pauling will come out to the left. 7:08 left in the first half, 14-3 Wisconsin. Tucker Ashcraft's wing on the right side. Van Dyke gets the snap, and he pulls it, rolls left. That's caught by Pauling at the 40. A little juke move inside across the 41 or 42-yard line. Penalty marker
three
along both sidelines here. And one by the hash marks, so they'll sort it out. Here's the call.
An eligible receiver downfield, offense number 56. 5-yard penalty, repeat, first down.
Yeah, that's the tough part of the RPO game. You're running the football, and when you pull it, and it takes a little time to develop, your linemen are going down to try to get linebackers and cover people up. Sometimes the ref sees it, sometimes they don't. That time, obviously, I'm guessing South Dakota's coach has made sure to let him know.
They got Joe Brunner there on 1st and 15. Iacomelli gets the handoff, has room, 25 to the 30. Iacomelli, 35, 40. Cade, 45-yard line. And dragged down by Mike Reed, the cornerback, at the 48 or 49-yard line. They'll mark at the 49. And a first down for Wisconsin into South Dakota. Actually, they'll mark it back into Wisconsin territory at the Badger 49-yard line.
Oh, just a really nice job by Tucker Ashcraft of kicking out, and a big hole for Iacomelli.
And off to Iacomelli off that last big play. Gets about 3 yards and very well paced on the name of Tucker Ashcraft.
Yeah,
well,
we're going to make sure we are very phonetic with that. What you love there is you pulled two guys, and there was patience, and then Iacomelli, it was blocked really well, but he ran through a tackle, and then if you're going to get big runs and you want explosive plays, your perimeter guys better be blocking. They did, and that gave the big run for Iacomelli.
Yeah, 29 yards. You got Chesma Lucy in the backfield now, and another timeout is going to be taken by South Dakota with 5:45 left in the first half. So we will go ahead and take the timeout as well. 5:45 left first half of play. Wisconsin 14, South Dakota 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Cleary Building. We project what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 5:45 left in the first half. 14-3 Wisconsin leading South Dakota. The Coyotes using their second timeout. Okay, Iacomelli off to a pretty good start today. Let's get more on Cade as we check in with Patrick.
Yeah, we're seeing Iacomelli get extended run, and part of that is probably due to the fact that Tawi Walker has not seen the field yet with that lower leg injury that's held him out. However, this week, during the week, Phil Longo said if he had one regret, it's that he didn't get Iacomelli more touches. So I'm not sure that Walker's absence is the only reason we're seeing extended run. You know, he's been productive when he's had the chance. In game one, 4 carries, 35 yards, that's 8.8 per carry. In the bowl game against LSU, 7 carries, 45 yards, that's 6.4 yards per carry. And again, he's doing it today. 5 attempts, 10.2 yards per carry. They really like what he gives, and it's not just because he's playing, because he's a third-string guy due to injury.
Yeah, redshirt sophomore out of Pennsylvania. A lot of credit to him and Jackson Aker, because with this really impressive freshman class of running backs, and you know, we saw Gideon Atuka. He was an early enrollee in the spring. Darian Dupree and Dylan Jones really captured the attention of those observing camp. But those guys are saying, you know, Caden and Jackson Aker saying, you know, we're still here.
Yeah,
we're
and good. What Patrick is saying there about Cade, you just see last week in a game that was really hard fought, just a little explosiveness and really just, it looks a little different from him. Even what we saw in the bowl game, you could see he obviously worked really hard this offseason and has maybe another gear that maybe he didn't have last year.
He's out there with Jackson Aker now. C.J. Williams, Will Pauling will come out to the left. Bryson Green to the right. It'll be a second down and 7 for Wisconsin at the South Dakota 48-yard line. Van Dyke gets the snap. He'll give it to Aker, crashing off the right side inside the 45-yard line. And is stood up. Progress stopped at the 44. Gary Bryant there. Mikey's Grace and Mosai Newsom. Newsom off the defensive line. It'll be a third down. They'll spot it at the 44-yard line of the Coyotes. Third down and 3.
Yeah, a little bit of a high snap. Again, really good push there by Huber and Renfro to get up on their backer. But timing was just a little bit off there. And maybe that didn't quite get enough out of that play.
Single back offense now with Iacomelli to the right of Van Dyke. Ashcraft wing on the left side. Van Dyke gets the snap. He'll give it to Iacomelli up the middle, and he'll get the first down. Boy, that's a good, strong run. He got wrapped up by Mo Newsom. a 320-pound defensive lineman, but Cade, he's a strong guy, and he used that strength to get a first down to the 40-yard line of South Dakota.
Yeah, he was right there at the, you know, actually a yard behind the line of scrimmage, kind of slipped off, and Cade Yakimelli just kept his feet moving, burrowed down, didn't bounce anything, just said, this is what I need to go get, and he went and got it.
JTC Grease, slot left. Now Tucker Ashcraft motions, lines up on the wing left side on first down. And pulling it is Van Dyke, throwing right side. Nice catch and a low pass by Bryson Green inside the 35-yard line in front of the Badgers bench. They'll mark at the 33 on a gain of 7 yards. Second down and three for the Badgers. 4:20 left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin.
Yeah, straight up RPO again, which is a run pass option where the line is just firing off. They don't know the ball is coming out or what if they're going to hand it off. And we had an illegal guy downfield that time. Van Dyke got the ball out of his hands real quick. Did nice pickup.
Will Pauling slot to the left. Chess Malusi at a running back now for the 33-yard line of South Dakota. Second down and three for Wisconsin. Van Dyke bringing his hands together. Gets the snap. Hand off Malusi. Hits it off the left side. Looking for the 30-yard line. Gets pulled back by the D lineman, Blake Holden, senior out of Watertown, South Dakota. Very close to a first down, but looks to be short of it. They'll mark at the 31. It's third down and one.
Yeah, just a little bit of leakage off of the left side there. And, you know, I've been raving about the combination blocks with what Renfro and Brunner and Huber have been able to do. And just that time, just a little bit of slippage there on that combo block up to the linebacker.
Double wide to the left. And now the handoff goes to Malusi. Gets the first down inside the 30-yard line. And he'll push the pile down to the 26. A strong run. Gabe Hartman, a linebacker among the Coyotes, in on the stop. First down, Wisconsin at the 26-yard line of South Dakota.
Yeah, their safety is in the hole there waiting, and Chez just buries his head. And normally you fall, he kept his legs churning, picked up two more yards.
Stretch Kekahuna now, slot to the right. Jackson Aker, the running back, the 26-yard line of South Dakota, first and 10. Back to throw, Van Dyke scans, checks it down. Aker catches, 25-yard line, lowers the pads, gets driven back at the 22-yard line. Gary Bryant first on the scene, and then a big hit from Tevin McKelvey. Gain of 4 with 2.5 minutes left to the break, 14-3 Wisconsin.
All day to throw, and he had more time if he wanted it. Smart move. South Dakota's back in coverage, beating him up, just throws it out to Aker, picks up a quick 4.
Three receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right for the 22-yard line, second down. One pump fake, Van Dyke looking, now swings to left, wide open, Yakimelli outside the numbers of the 20, turns it back inside of the 15-yard line and gets the first down. Gary Bryant, the linebacker, getting over there.
Warning!
And Tim White as well. Is a 2-minute timeout, Tausch. Why do they call it a 2-minute warning? We don't have to go to a break.
I just gave you a warning.
I mean,
that's why.
Is there are clocks. Why is it the 2-minute warning?
That's it. It's a profound question that I think the great philosophers need to really delve into and figure out why that's the case. You just have to love. So this drive, how many plays we're rolling here? 10 plays already, and you just feel that wear. Like if you're South Dakota now, it has been a physical half. And give them credit. I have a couple times up here, whoa, because Aker took a good pop, but you just feel the O-line wearing on these guys, and the pass protection is seeing it. It is a heck of a lot easier to pass protect when you have beaten guys and run blocked, and there's no juice left in their legs. Van Dyke has had all day to sit back there and throw, and he's been able to sit back and find his reads, and when it's not there, checking it down, picking up 4 and 5 yards. This has been a really fine performance by the fellas up front.
Van Dyke, 8 of 10 through the air, 141 yards, including a 50-yard touchdown pass to C.J. Williams. Cade Yakimelli on the ground, 6 for 55 with a long of 29 yards. Chez Malusi, 10 totes for 38 yards. 237 yards of offense for Wisconsin, 126 for South Dakota.
Yeah, last week there was a lot of good, efficient offense too, but did we feel like this? And the answer is no, because you have these big chunk plays. It's not everything is so hard. You're getting Yakimelli for 12, and you're seeing big plays down the field, and Van Dyke getting out of the pocket, and that, along with wearing on people, that's what you're looking for when you're trying to, you know, put a team away in the first half.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. We're at the two-minute timeout. 14-3, Wisconsin leads South Dakota. The Badgers have a first and 10 at the Coyotes' 15-yard line. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
So as much as I've been raving about the offensive line and whatnot, you know, Van Dyke has been really good today. He has just been efficient. He's not doing anything crazy. You know, even last week I thought he forced the ball, especially in the red zone, was very fortunate. And you want to see him take that next step. And today, so far, 8 of 10, as you said, 141. Just play it and really solid decision-making.
Let's check in again with Patrick.
Update from the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. Bryson Green is in there right now being evaluated. We'll keep an eye on that one. But that's one of the reliable weapons that Van Dyke's been using today is Bryson Green. We'll have to see what his status is moving forward.
Yeah, he has just popped out of it, as a matter of fact, and just doing a little jog back and forth.
I have not seen Nowakowski back in since, Patrick, when you mentioned he was in.
No, he came back.
Okay,
yeah,
what I've loved about the tight end blocking. Again, I saw it last week. Really physical. And when you want to be a physical running the football team, you need to have those guys on the edge, and they've been doing it.
We got JT Seagreaves out there right now, along with Tucker Ashcraft. Iacomelli, the running back, on first down. Van Dyke gives it to Iacomelli up the left hash marks, and he'll push the stack down to about the 11-yard line at a gain of 4. Second down and 6. Blake Holden getting in there on the defensive line, along with Nick Gaze. And the Badgers are going to bleed as much of this clock as they can. Remember, South Dakota will get the ball to start the third quarter. We have a minute 20, make that a minute 37 left in the second period. Coyotes do have one timeout available. Kekahuna slot to the right. On second down, play fake. Now rolling off to his right is Van Dyke, and he stumbles to the turf at about the 13-yard line. Reddit pulled it and lost a little yardage to the 13. It's now third down and 8.
The old turf monster will get you every once in a while. A really good read, because South Dakota brought some edge pressure, and you know, when you do that, you're reading off of that defensive end. You have to pull it, and that was the case. They also had support outside, so he would have had to have made a throw on it. I think he got his eyes up, and unfortunately his feet didn't move with it.
Third down and 8 from the 13 of South Dakota. 48 seconds left in the half. Kekahuna slot right. He motions to the left. Van Dyke gets a shotgun snap. Looking, looks left, checks down right. It's caught by Iacomelli at the 15 to the 10-yard line outside the numbers. And Iacomelli down to the 7 of South Dakota. Gabe Hartman is there, along with the cornerback Roman Tillman. 27 seconds left in the first half. It is fourth down and 2 at the 7-yard line of South Dakota.
You wonder if they're going to try to draw them off sides here, or if you're really going for it.
15 seconds and counting left in the half. Offense remains on the field.
Timeout, South Dakota.
Timeout is taken, the final one for South Dakota, with 11 seconds left in the first half. 14-3, Wisconsin.
I don't think they were going to run a play. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to draw them, and
yep.
I think a really smart timeout there by South Dakota, because South Dakota's guy did jump right after the timeout was called. Maybe that was just because of the whistle, but maybe Wisconsin was going to go for it. But at this, Kate, you want to run it down to 4 seconds, try to draw them off. If you get the free first down, then you get a play or two. And now you have 11 seconds left, kind of forcing Wisconsin to declare what they're going to do.
We'll see how Fickell plays this. Looks like Nathaniel Vakos, the kicker, making his way out there. And as Tausch suggested, that is the case. Field goal try coming up for Vakos. Missed one, made a couple last week. This attempt will be from about 24 yards away at the right hash mark. 11 seconds left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin. Kaysen Pfeiffer, transfer from Cincinnati, snaps. Gavin Myers will hold. Everybody's set. The ball is down. The kick is in the air, and it is good. As Nathaniel Vaikos gives the Badgers that 14-point lead again with 7 seconds left in the first half. It's now 17-3, Wisconsin leading South Dakota. Take a look at that Ford scoring drive. 13 plays, 68 yards, took 6 minutes and 56 seconds.
Yeah, and I was actually, I'm a little surprised that Wisconsin now with the time of possession, and I know, you know, in the old days, time of possession was something that I think we really focused on, not obviously with the up-tempo style of what Phil Longo is trying to do, but that 6-minute drive, now Wisconsin pulls into the lead on that with 16 minutes compared to 13 for South Dakota. It feels like more, though.
It does.
Like, I bet if I ask South Dakota's D-line, they're going to say, man, we can't get off the field.
Uh-huh. Travis Tice, DeAndre Jones-Logan. Deep for South Dakota. Gavin Lahm with the kick in the air. Jones-Logan again will let it hit into the end zone for yet another touchback. And with 7 seconds left in the first half, South Dakota will get a snap. If they just go ahead and kneel it out and get into the locker room, or we'll see how Bob Nielsen plays it. Josh Davis, the offensive coordinator. By the way, on the staff for South Dakota, among those on the staff, is Elijah Hodge.
Yeah.
Played for the Badgers back in the mid to late 06, 07, and 08.
His brother Abdul, I just saw him up. He's an Iowa guy, played in Green Bay for a little bit.
I say Elijah full of energy on that coaching staff as they go ahead and take a knee. And the Yotes and the Badgers head to their respective locker rooms as we're halfway through game number 2 of this season. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Halftime in Madison, Wisconsin 17, South Dakota 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
National Crime Prevention Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And we welcome you into Camp Randall Stadium at the half. It is Wisconsin 17-3 over the Coyotes of South Dakota. Our American Family Insurance halftime report. Run down some of the stats here in a moment, but before we get there, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, a very efficient first half for Wisconsin, including big plays. They've had four plays. The Badgers' offense has rather had five plays of more than 20 yards so far in the first half. I'll double-check that. I think the number was four. So Wisconsin with four plays of 20-plus yards. And then to close out the half, a ball control drive of 13 plays and 68 yards on the final possession. Tyler Van Dyke, very good first half. 9 of 11 for 147 yards and a touchdown, and he really hasn't put the ball in harm's way. And then I think the other story of the first half is without one of the running backs going today, it's Cade Iacomelli, who has gone 7 carries for 59 yards plus 2 more touches in the air for an additional 13. So a total of 9 touches for 72 yards for Cade Iacomelli in the first half, and Wisconsin has that 17-3 lead. We'll check scores from across the country and around the Big Ten as our American Family Insurance halftime report.